finally, we have a result.
Scotland has, by majority, decided not, at this stage, to become an independent country.
There's been jubilation from the winning side.
We have made a decision for progress and change for Scotland and within the United Kingdom. Come on, Scotland, let's get on with it together.
And for the defeated, there was heartbreak.
It looks as if it's not quite been enough, and that's deeply disappointing. I've never fought a campaign as hard as this one in my entire life, and there are thousands upon thousands of people in the Yes campaign who are in the same position.
2 weeks on, we look back and ask the people at the heart of the referendum battle how the campaign was won. On September 18th, 55% of voters opted to reject independence and remain within the United Kingdom. It took one day of voting to decide.
It is clear that the majority of the people voting have voted no to the referendum question.
But it sometimes felt as though we had been having the referendum debate forever. The debate about whether Scotland should be independent has gone on for decades. For most of that time, supporters of independence had to be very patient.
12,579 votes.
But that all changed with the SNP's landslide election victory in 2011.
I'll be speaking to the Prime Minister and laying down markers as to what this result, what this mandate means.
Reaction from the Prime Minister was swift and resolute.
If they want to hold a referendum, I will campaign to keep our United Kingdom together with every single fibre that I have.
There was celebration among the nationalists, but perhaps a sense of shock.
Nobody expected, least of all themselves, the SNP to win a majority in the Scottish Parliament elections in 2011.